The Utah League of Cities and Towns represents hundreds of municipalities at the state legislature. In the league's last policy meeting of the 2020 general session, staff presented on bills related to homeless services, gambling, and education funding. But Park City Manager Matt Dias says there's nothing that's setting off alarm bells for the city.
People are just really exhausted from all of the discussions about taxes over the last year. And so a lot of the bills that are surfacing now in the last week are really going to impact citizens directly and not necessarily a city, a town, a municipality, a county. So that we're very fortunate to be in that position, and we have our fingers crossed.
Park City Councilmember Max Doylney attended the meeting. As the city's newest council member, Doylney says he's mostly focused on learning processes and procedures for the city's interactions with the legislature. With Dias, Park City Mayor Andy Bierman, and Park City Special Counsel Margaret Plain leading the way.
I think all of us are really looking to learn from those guys, and we're taking our cues from them and just keeping abreast of any issues that come up that really concern us.
The city spends around $40,000 a year for membership with the League of Cities and Towns. This year, Park City isn't pushing any legislation, like 2019's House Bill 411 Community Renewable Energy Act. They're also not playing defense with bills like the ban on plastic bag bans from the two previous years. But Dias says having the league behind Park City is worth it.
And they really, really look out for the individual interests of cities and towns. And that's a hard enterprise when you have so many different groups and interests and communities that have different wants and needs and goals. But they're very, very receptive to our individuality, and that's incredibly important for Park City.
The 2020 general session of the Utah Legislature ends Thursday at midnight. Emily Means, KPCW News.